60 years ago, the International Military Tribunal at Nuremberg handed down its first verdict against Nazi war criminals. The Nuremberg trials were the blueprint for a new concept in international law, crimes against humanity. Commentator Clancy Siegel was a sergeant in the American Army of Occupation in Germany.
I was the only Jew in my unit, so I told no one when I put my .45 automatic in my holster and sneaked away to the International War Crime Trial at Nuremberg. I wanted to look Hermann Göring in the eye and shoot him dead. Next to Adolf Hitler, Göring was the most powerful man in the Nazi Third Reich. He created the first concentration camps, and he was the driving force behind the laws that stripped Jews of their civil rights. In the foyer of the court building at Furthestrasse 22, military police made me check my weapon. At first, I was angry. I'd stored up a lot of hatred for the top Nazis like Göring, who'd operated the final solution to kill Jews. But inside the courtroom, I felt something like relief. Suddenly, it was unthinkable to add one more act of violence to the solemn and businesslike presentation of evidence. Evidence which included the shrunken heads of tortured prisoners and lampshades made of human skin. It moved me beyond tears to a sort of numbness. The U.S. War Department was determined that Göring and the other Nazi leaders would receive a fair trial. At Nuremberg, there would be no secret evidence and no closed proceedings. The Allies believed that secrecy would betray their ideal of restoring democracy in Germany. For 3 days, I couldn't take my eyes off Göring, who lounged in the dock like a bored Roman emperor. As concentration camp survivors testified, I sometimes caught Göring's cold, unblinking stare, which was full of contempt for the tribunal and the witnesses. When the prosecution showed films of piled-up corpses at Auschwitz, Göring kept turning his head away, sometimes in my direction. I'm ashamed to say he stared me down, because I'd never before felt myself in the presence of such unmitigated evil. On October 1st, 1946, the Allied judges handed down their sentences. Most of the accused were found guilty and sentenced to death. Göring swallowed a cyanide pill just hours before he was to mount the gallows. Today, in the middle of a national debate on how to treat captured terror suspects, my mind flashes back to room 600 at Furthestrasse 22. In a ruined Germany, where so many corpses still lay buried in the rubble and life seemed so very fragile, we found it in ourselves to give the worst of men due process.
You can read a fictionalized account of his visit to the Nuremberg trial in his autobiographical novel, Going Away.